This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. People leaving prison in Colorado are usually given $100 in something called gate money, and an effort by some state lawmakers to dramatically increase that amount has failed. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Justice reformers say $100 is not enough to get back on your feet and avoid further trouble. That's why Statehouse Democrats introduced a measure to pay grants of up to $3,000 for people who enrolled in post-release rehabilitation programs. But that idea ran into concerns about its $15 million price tag and accountability for the money, including from fellow Democratic Senator Dylan Roberts, a key vote on the Judiciary Committee. His skepticism helped convince the sponsors to give up on the measure, which was voted down on Wednesday. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Hospitalizations for Colorado patients with COVID-19 dropped again this week to their lowest level since early last fall. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
154 people are currently hospitalized with confirmed cases. The number has been mostly dropping since it reached 280 around Thanksgiving. The percentage of emergency department patients diagnosed with COVID-19 remains low, around 1%. Wastewater trends also look good, with most utilities reporting decreasing or flattening trends. Hospital admission rates for flu and RSV have been dropping since late December. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Grand Junction has a new low-cost air carrier bringing flights to several cities in the West. Breeze Airlines' first nonstop flight to Orange County left Grand Junction Regional Airport on Tuesday. Governor Jared Polis was on hand and spoke about the importance of the airline to the region. Breeze also has one-stop flights to Provo, Utah. The airline says it will offer seasonal nonstop service to San Francisco starting in May. This is CPR News and KRCC.